The president's hush money trial is in recess until next Tuesday, when closing arguments are expected. The UN has suspended food distribution in Rafah due to a lack of supplies and the instability in the southern Gaza city. The government's weather forecasting agency says this year's Pacific hurricane season is likely to be below normal. This is ABC News. New York's highest court has upheld a rule requiring insurance companies to cover medically necessary abortions. Religious groups challenged the rule, and appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court is expected. A cheaper weight loss alternative is sending one company stock soaring.
Hims & Hers Health, the company behind the men's sex performance pill, Hims, announcing a new injectable weight loss drug to compete with Ozempic and Wegovy. The company says it will offer a $199 per month compounded form of semaglutide with the same active ingredient as Ozempic and Wegovy to help customers avoid shortages and the high cost of the originals. The FDA has warned against patients using a compounded form of semaglutide because it does not review those drugs for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Still, Hims & Hers stock jumped nearly 30% on the announcement. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Small business owners are more undecided about the presidential election than the general public. That's according to a new survey by Goldman Sachs. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
As you step into the world beyond high school, embrace new opportunities, pursue your passions with fervor, and never forget the values instilled in you during your time here at Wazika Steuben High School. The world is yours to explore and conquer. Congratulations from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, WCCU, Julie Karen State Farm, and Bailey Paint and Decorating.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
The changing seasons mirror the changing seasons of our lives. Each season offers something special. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We're committed to celebrating life. We strive to help you celebrate the life of a loved one who has been lost, and we work hard to help the living open new seasons of life, recovering from the grief that comes with loss. Whatever your season in life, we are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Incredible savings on all in-stock appliances now during the Memorial Day sale at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. May is Maytag Month, and now through May 31st at Krogan's, all in-stock appliances can be had at tremendous savings. Whether you're in the market for a new refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, or washer and dryer, Krogan's has you covered with the best deals in town. Visit Krogan's in Boscobel today and take advantage of the Memorial Day sale specials before they're gone. Hurry, sale ends May 31st. Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. The best prices, the best service, and the best value.
A low of 54 tonight, some storms rather severe ending by late night, partly sunny, breezy, and much less humid Wednesday, a high of 72. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy to clear, a low of 49. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer again Thursday, a high of 79, and Friday, cloudy with periods of rain much of the day, and a high of 73.
And thank you, Phil. And right now, just to let you know that there is a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Sauk County until 9:15 this evening. And also, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for Iowa County until 9:30. And also, there is a tornado watch for Iowa and Sauk County. The watch for the and that's until midnight, I should stress. And otherwise, all the rest of the listening area, that tornado watch has expired. Currently in Richland Center, our winds are out of the southwest at around 3 to 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 64 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Her book's no good, sitting on a shelf. Your hands in your pockets ain't no kind of help. Painting with no pain ain't got much to do. And I ain't no good without you. Can't sing a song that ain't got no words. Sees just a sea till you're driving in the dirt. A church ain't a church without some people in the pews. And I ain't no good without you. Without you I'd be just another same old plain old son of a gutter. No shotgun, solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunsets all black and white, you put the tide out in my life. I sound crazy but baby it's true, ain't no good. Without a river to flow, it's all with no strings, no, it won't play a note. You can't sing the hip ball if you ain't got the cue. And I ain't no good without you. Without you I'd just be another same old plain old son of a gunner. No shotgun, solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunset's all black and white, but you put the tide out.
Highland seniors, as you prepare to walk across the stage, know that your community is proud of you and believes in your ability to achieve greatness. Congratulations from Scott Industries, Burnham Lumber, PB Cleanup, Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, and Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
Country time, and I don't mean Linda May. But when you're living that sweet life, you know you got it made. Living that sweet life, move.
Fuji. Cornbread and iced tea is biscuits and beans. Mama had dreams of a suit and a tie. Took it for a spin. Sweet life, boots and blue jeans, well, cornbread and iced tea, it's biscuits and beans. Come on. Dixie cup and front porch picking, kicking up your boots. Raise your glass, make a toast to the red, white, and blue. Sing that sweet life, boots and blue jeans. Cornbread and iced tea, it's biscuits and beans.
That was Smith and Wesley with Sweet Life on Country and Community. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here until all the watches are expired. There's still that tornado watch for Iowa and Sauk County. That goes until midnight, so I may be here till then. Usually we technically like to stick around till everything expires just to be on the safe side and not have something pop up, especially when it's concerning to tornadoes. We had a few tornado warnings. Hopefully, wherever the tornado said, I know there was one now near Spring Green, at least storms I went over that had possible tornadoes in them, but I haven't heard of any touchdowns yet. We won't find out till probably, if we do, till tomorrow morning, so we'll know more then. But right now, I don't have any information on that for anybody that's curious. But hopefully you survived the storms wherever you are at. And just wanted to let you know that currently there is that severe thunderstorm warning for Iowa County in south central Wisconsin, and that is going on until 9:30 this evening, so it doesn't have much longer. One that's going to be expiring in about another 3 minutes was the severe thunderstorm warning that was for Sauk County in south central Wisconsin. Also, all the other warnings that were out, they pretty much have expired, especially here in Richland Center. We got pretty lucky here. We did have a lot of rain and thunder and lightning, but winds were, the highest I saw for a wind gust was 12 miles per hour. And we did receive 2 17 hundredths of an inch, inches of rain from during the day today. And within the storm itself, from the two different cells, we had about 8 tenths of an inch of rain, so almost an inch of rain within those two storms. And yesterday we had over an inch of rain, so we came to close to having 3 1/4 inches of rain over the past couple days. So a lot of rain. Of course, there's probably a lot of places that are so drenched that water may not have a place to go. So if you're out and about driving today or tonight, and you've come upon some place where it looks like there's a lot of water in the roadway, don't try driving through. Please stay safe. And as they say, turn around, don't drown, because there could be a lot of rain from that. And as I said, Iowa and Sauk counties are still under that severe tornado watch until midnight tonight. So it looks like a lot of the storms are getting out of the area, but you just never know. But we got pretty lucky here, especially over the past few days, where they're talking about how intense this was supposed to be. So we should feel pretty fortunate, but we did get that rain we needed. And then over the next few days, I think it's supposed to be pretty much clear and dry and stuff over the next few days. I'm not sure what happened down Reedstown, what it's like down there, but just wanted to let you know, because of the weather that we had, the Church of Christ located at 120 East School Street in the village of Reedstown is opening its doors to all those in need of emergency shelter. If shelter is needed, please contact Charlie Strait at 608-632-2501. That's 608-632-2501. And if you do need a place to stay, do be sure to get a hold of them. That way you have a safe place to stay until things go away, whether it be flooding or any storm damage to your house or whatever it be. And like I say, we pray that everybody is safe this evening.
On this Memorial Day, we honor the courage and sacrifice of our fallen heroes who gave everything to defend our nation and its ideals. Their legacy will forever inspire us. This Memorial Day message is brought to you by Scott's Industries, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Hackle Construction, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and Richland County Telephone Directory.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
The home talent baseball season is underway, and WRCO Sports invites you to join us for select games throughout the 2024 season. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for home talent baseball on Sunday, when the Muscadet Mudcats will play host to Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. Hear the action on WRCO, beginning with the pregame time around 12:45 Sunday. It's home talent baseball back on the radio for 24.
Loss of sleep, feeling tired for no reason, feeling low or anxious, hearing voices. If you are experiencing these symptoms, they shouldn't be ignored or brushed aside in hopes they will go away. Like other diseases, we need to address mental health concerns early, identify the underlying illness, and plan an appropriate course of action on a path towards overall health. Take a mental health screening and find out more at mentalhealthamerica.net. May is National Mental Health Month. This message has been brought to you as a public service from WRCO.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. We certainly had a jamming time last week.
When seeing Boston at Milwaukee,
I saw Cheap Trick play at the Jungle Bar.
Hello, I just got done with the Oscar Day fireworks. I want to hear Don't Stop Believin' by
Journey?
Yes.
More fun coming up this Saturday night at WRCO's Those Were the Days. We'll be stopping and parking for a time in 1968 and taking all of your rock and roll requests. Those Were the Days is sponsored by Center Cinema Twins, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Jay's Power Center, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. Get with the beat this coming Saturday night.
Hey, baby, baby. Hey, hey, get with the beat.
Come on, Hank, speed it up a little bit here.
Oh, my knees.
Basketball seniors, as you stand on the brink of a new chapter, remember to cherish the memories you've made and embrace the opportunities that lie ahead. Here's to all the old memories and new ones. Scott Industries, Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU, and Julie Karen State Farm.
Thank you.
That was Scotty McCreery with Can't Pass the Bar. Before that, we had Jason Aldean featuring Miranda Lambert with Drowns the Whiskey. Earth's floor and home temperature gauge is at 64 degrees now. We did have a daytime high of 76, so that's really dropped. In fact, before that storm, last storm came in, I mentioned it earlier, we had a high, it was up to 71, and then within that a small amount of time, it dropped about 7 degrees. After the storm got done, so that really cooled things off. Then the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge has a total of 2 inches and 17 hundredths of an inch of rain. And so, yeah, we got quite a bit and over 3 inches for the past couple days. I think that's the most rain we've seen in a while. And I'm sure it's going to bring down a lot of the drought things, but it just depends on for weather, because it looks like we're not going to have any more rain again until possibly Friday, and that looks like the next chance of rain, so we'll see that. But like I say, we survived this pretty well, depending on where you are. Some may have gotten worse weather, but anyhow, the warning that was our last warning for the area that's wasn't in effect or is in effect is going to be expiring here probably within the next 10 seconds. And that was the one for Iowa County. And then we still have that watch out for Iowa and Sauk counties. And I'll be here till midnight. That's when it is, unless they cancel it sooner, which is a very good chance. But I stick around until all the watches and warnings for the listening area have expired. And I'll keep you up to date when that does happen. And another thing I'm going to keep you up to date, I don't have a chance to get to it now, or I haven't checked. Been so busy with the storms, I don't know how the Brewers did tonight against the Miami Marlins. We did interrupt the broadcast earlier when we did have the storm on there, so thank you for your listeners who are understanding that we're listening to the broadcast, but we needed to get all that storm information across the air to all our listeners. But things are back to normalcy now, and I'll check here shortly and see what the Brewers are, and probably the next time I speak with you, I'll let you know how the Brewers did on this evening. And as far as high school sports goes, a lot of games were canceled today because of the weather, understandably. We'll see what happens tomorrow. They say things will get underway. A lot of games are pushed till tomorrow, but I think a lot of it depends on how a lot of field conditions are across the area. So be sure to tune in tomorrow morning to, and Mr. Phil Neal will keep you up to date on what's happening as far as high school sports playoff tournament action goes.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take and bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Did you know that 86% of people in rural America still use the telephone book? Don't miss your chance to reach them. Get your business listed in the Richland County phone book. Call Henry today at 608-485-1201 and secure your spot before the deadline on May 25th. Don't miss out. Be where your customers are looking. Call now.
A low of 54 tonight, some storms, rather severe, ending by late night. Partly sunny, breezy, and much less humid Wednesday, a high of 72. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy to clear, a low of 49. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer again Thursday, a high of 79. And Friday, cloudy with periods of rain much of the day, and a high of 73.
While she takes care of two kids, she'll mind her own business when the boy's gone through. Let you get away with the things you do when you're drunk, and never ever bring her back up. If that's the kind of girl you want, if that's the kind of girl you need, there's nothing wrong to want what you want, but baby, that'll never be me. I'll be just fine if I eat your time, honest.
comes down a back road with your Dixieland line. Are you on the Chattahoochee on a barefoot blue jean night? Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. Do your exes live in Texas? Are you so lonesome you could cry? Are you heartbroken cause you know that ain't your truck in her drive? Are your friends all in low places underneath the neon moon? Were you already country back when country wasn't cool? Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. What's your family tradition? What makes you turn it up? Make you raise your cup every time you listen.
I'm lonely. Rolls up when the wine is gone, like a record on rain day. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty little poison. My heart. No, I just want you, my pretty.
to the seniors of Weston High School. Congratulations on your graduation. Your achievements are truly commendable. Congratulations from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Bailey Paint and Decorating.
Right now, it's 65 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge at 943. Yep, I'm still here, sticking around till all the watches expired. There's still that tornado watch out for Sauk and Iowa counties. Kind of surprised it's still hanging on because everything's pretty much moving out. I saw like the severe thunderstorm warnings that were in that area have expired. Everything seems to be moving to the eastern part of the state. And actually, it looks like it's going through Madison yet, the storms are. So I don't know how much of a time frame they give it if they cancel those warnings early. But by rights, well, I should stick around until the watches are, all watches in the area are expired. But yeah, it's for Iowa and Sauk County till midnight. We still have that tornado watch. And luckily enough, I don't have to work till tomorrow. So I don't mind hanging here, making sure everybody stays safe and hoping your Tuesday night is a good one. Hopefully you didn't get much damage wherever you were at. I haven't been outside since I left here and I haven't gotten any calls from anybody. I did get a call from a listener saying the Frontier was down and stuff. So no word on that. But if we get any word before I leave at the end of this evening, I'll pass it along in case anything is out. But we'll have more information probably in tomorrow morning. So Phil will probably have information. And even Joanne during her morning newscast will have some information on what all happened. But usually this time of night, we don't get anything unless it's something pressing. And like I said, too, I told earlier, we had close to 3 inches of rain the past couple days, 2 inches in itself today. So if you're out and about driving, if you did come upon some place where the water is ponding or you're unsure on how deep the water is, don't try driving in there. Turn around, don't drown, because you just don't know how deep the water might be. And if you're unsure of the roadway especially. But please be careful out there, folks. But everything looks like it's kind of quieted down for the evening. And I'll have to do a check on that Brewer game. I've been so busy here. I'll have a score on that Brewer contest coming up probably after the top of the hour and let you know how the Brewers did this evening. So, like I said, keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 FM.
As we gather with loved ones this Memorial Day, let's remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Their courage will always inspire us. This Memorial Day message is made possible by House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, Hillsboro Equipment, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, The Shoebox, and Utter Brothers Creamery.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
100.9 WRCO. Congratulations to the seniors of Eagle High School. Your determination has led you to this moment. Well done! From Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, and the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services.
Grew up on a tight rope,
hard hand, and mama always had hope. And me and my sister couldn't wait to get out. Fell in love out of college. Good man, but a bad year. Visions of sugar plums and boxes of roses. All my girlfriends cried, and I was out of here. Oh, 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 everybody's dreaming.
That was Rascal Flatts with Fast Cars and Freedom. Right now it's holding steady at 65 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge at 956. Just wanted to let you know what happened with the Brewers tonight. Christian Yelich hit a go-ahead two-run triple in the eighth inning, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Miami Marlins 7-5 this evening. William Contreras had two hits and three RBIs, and Willie Adames doubled twice for the National League Central leading Brewers. Tobias Myers pitched a scoreless seventh, and Joel Piamps followed with a perfect inning, or perfect eighth inning. Trevor McGill struck out the side to earn his seventh save, and A.J. Puck took the loss for the Marlins. And right now, the Cubs and the Braves, in case anybody's wondering what's happening with that game, actually, it's a final stuff. The Cubs beat the Braves, so it was a good thing the Brewers won. So the Brewers stay, I think it's a game and a half ahead of the Cubs. So it's kind of not working out good. It seems like when the Cubs lose, the Brewers are losing lately, and when the Brewers win, the Cubs win. So kind of hard to gain some ground on, or, you know, get further ahead on the Cubs. But I think that's going to come down to the Cubs and the Brewers when it comes down to the end of the season in that division. Coming up next, we have For King and Country featuring Lee Brice with Checking In.
Dad again, I know you're busy, I'm just checking in, just call me later if you get a chance. I don't want nothing, I was just wondering how you been. There's no telling how many times I've let that message play. Been gone a while, but it still feels like yesterday. I even call him back sometimes, wishing he'd pick up again. And I got a lot more to say these days than I did back then. Hate that it's me checking in. I'm feeling all right. Work's been a little hard. Don't worry, I told mom I'd be by to cut the yard. These kids are good, yeah, you should be proud. I probably should let you go, I'm just missing you right now. There's no telling how many times I've let that message play. He's been gone a while, but it still feels like yesterday. I even call him back sometimes, wishing he'd pick up again. I got a lot more to say these days than I did back then. Hey, that is me checking in. Message play. He's been gone a while, but it still feels like yesterday. I even call him back sometimes, wishing he'd pick up again. I got a lot more to say these days than I did back then. Yeah, I got a lot more to say these days than I did back then. That's me checking in.